Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I am Brother Mike, your host this evening, and tonight we have a special teaching, and the title of that teaching is, Are You Under a Curse? Amen. Now we're going to go ahead and actually get ready to dive into tonight's teaching. We would like to thank each and every one of you out there who are tuning in and listening to us here live on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. If you would like to be able to chat or talk with us, you can do so here in the Blog Talk chat room, where you can call in at area code 646-378-1857. Also, you can go to www.livedeliverance.com and click on the YouTube link. There you will be able to watch Pastor Emmett Overton as he is teaching tonight's broadcast. And also, if you would like to have chat or dialogue with me in the chat room, you can do so as well. If you have any questions or comments, I can actually forward them to Pastor Emmett, and we can answer them or discuss them after the broadcast. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started tonight. Brother Emmett, you have the mic.
Can you hear me, Brother Mike? Pastor Mike?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Mike, before we get started, I just want to make the crowd get warmed up. Brother Mike, I would like to ask something of you publicly out of love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you come on and join Black and Gold?
No, sir. Carolina, baby. Stand with Carolina.
you're a Carolina Panther man, Big Mike.
Yes, sir. Got to stay. Got to keep
Mike,
it there.
Cam Newton, you come on over to some Black and Gold. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Brother Michael Smith is a wonderful man of God, and it's an honor to know this brother, and he has been faithful to this ministry as unto the Lord. And I just want to thank the Lord too that I know him, and he's been with us for a while. He's a wonderful man, and I want to thank you for his support. Are you under curse and don't know it? Man, I tell you, a lot of people don't realize that curses will go on until it's over. And the Bible said there'll be no more curse in the book of Revelations 23:22. We're going to look at that. But when we are cursed, we can't get blessed. And it is so simple. But, you know, I'm finding that there are a lot of churches don't teach anything about a curse. Nothing. And the late, great Dr. Derek Prince was astounding in that. So what I would like to do tonight is to present to you some basic things in your life that you may be doing and not even knowing it brings a curse. Oh, is it so true that it says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge? In the chapter of Nehemiah 10, there was a covenant sign. And when we give our lives in the New Testament to Christ, that covenant was signed by the blood of Jesus. And we should have agreed that we abide by the contract that we sign as accepting Christ as our Lord and Savior in layman terminology. And we get benefits. It's just like a job. When you go to work, they offer you benefits. Well, God gives us benefits when we don't break his law. And when we do break his law, it opens up the doors to all types of curses. And you'll be surprised. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Yeshua the Messiah, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, use me as your oracle. Allow this teaching to be at its simplest. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to thank a good brother in the Lord, Brother Rod. Man, God has used this brother to help me so much. I love him. And wherever you're at, Brother Rod, God bless you. You're welcome to my house anytime. And he's been a blessing to assist me. We'll forget my car. I'll tell you, God is so good. All right, let's go to Nehemiah chapter 10:28. Nehemiah 10:28. Are you under a curse and don't know it? In Nehemiah 10:28, it says, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nehemites, and all they had separated themselves from the people of the land until the law of God. So when we separate ourselves from the people, including family members, you know, we're going to show you all this tonight. What do you mean family member? There's two types of families, and one bring curses and one bring blessings. I hate to say that, but it's in the Bible. So listen to this. Very, very good. Hearken unto this. And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nehemites, and all they had separated themselves from the people of the land unto the law of God. Their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. Now watch this. Verse 29 of Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 29. They cleave to their brethren in the flesh, their nobles, watch this, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe to do all the commandments of the Lord our God and his judgment and his statutes. Now, when we do that, we avoid coming out, avoid the curse. I said, a lot of people have a misunderstanding. They see the word curse, the thing, motion picture. The Egyptians have a unk, and that's the cursing. And there's another myth out here that's not biblical. And I thank God for Apostle Frederick K.C. Price, who broke down race and racism. The Dakes Bible had us as the Ham, a cursed people. There ain't nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible is cursed a generation of any a race of people. And we'll see that in different generations, it can establish the seed of righteousness through blessing. Your ancestors, you don't know where your ancestors come from. You don't know what type of sin they've done. And you know that you can inherit it by the sins of the fathers. Let's look at this in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 2. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, stood and confessed their sins and their iniquities of their fathers. Have you done that? Because your ancestors bring all kind of stuff. And I know because the Lord revealed and showed me something. And I really want everyone to hear this. This has come off 10 years of experience. And recently, about 9 months ago, because I didn't know this, when I was diagnosed with diverticulitis, I didn't even know I had it, and I had found out that my mother had it. Now, this is after I received diverticulitis, and then the Lord opened up. I have a deliverance manual book. That thing opened right up. I think it was Gene Moody. It was a book, but the brother, whoever the brother was, I don't know who it was, because I have to go find it again. But that brother said it had a curse-breaking thing in there, and diverticulitis was right in there. And I said, Lord, how come I didn't know that? He said, you're an ass. Now, God is not being funny. God loves us, but we don't act. Man, I have been asking, Lord, reveal to me any curses that I don't know of. And God showed me a whole lot of stuff. And I hope tonight that he'll show you a whole lot of stuff through his word. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, and that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Now, that's up to us. But see, if we don't know that curses do exist or don't exist, we'll be walking around in life not having no knowledge of this and missing the blessings of Abraham through Christ Jesus. And it really galvanized me to see so many people. And you hear this subject in the deliverance ministry a lot, but it becomes a part of entertainment and not a part of teaching. So I pray that you be patient with me with this endeavor. I can't give you all what God has given me in no 1 hour. It is impossible. I would like your feedback if you would like to have a part two. I would like your feedback. I want to be a blessing to you, but most likely I'm going to have to get a feedback because I do have live deliverance members, and it's definitely to feed the flock that God has given me. In Romans 9:8, it says, that is they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. See, when we inherit the seed of Christ through Jesse and receive it through the righteousness of Jesus who took the place of Melchizedek, Christ sits at the right hand of the Father, and he intercedes for us, and he has given us heavenly blessings. But when we enter into sin, oh, my God, it blocks your blessings. Now, I'm going to try to do this as simple as possible for all of you. We're also having this as being on live at livedeliverance.com. It's being pre-recorded right now. So we're recording this. This is why you see this here. I'm going to give you some indications, and you, as I do this, you ask yourself, okay, is this matter to me? Look at your mother and father. Now look on your father's side and see about your daddy and what kind of sickness your daddy have. And then find out what kind of sickness your granddaddy, you're going to find out they're going to be very similar, because these things pass down from generation to generation. Our fathers of sin, we bore their iniquities, Lamentations 5:7. So this can come down by inheritance, or you can open up a door or and disobey God's word and put a curse on you. If a person has mental or emotional breakdown, that's not natural. And if you see that in the bloodline of your family on your mother's side, I found out something. You see, each time you get into the word and let God peel us and let him work with us, he reveals something. The Lord revealed to me that my aunt had schizophrenia and that my mother had some mild case of schizophrenia. God showed it to me through medical records. Amen. But I saw running on some deliverance then. You see, as you get in the word, God can go to the deep things, the root of things in your life that you don't even know of that could be attached to a generational curse. So it's urgent that you hear me and take this information and use it for your life to be transformed. Repeated chronic sicknesses. You see the same person getting sick all the time. Now look at your mother's side and find out your mama, what kind of sickness she have. And look at your grandmama. You ain't going to be too far to fart. Look at the cousins. You'll see that same sickness in that bloodline. Let me give you an example. My mother had diverticulitis. My brother had it. Now, somebody else had it, which was my first cousin. My mama had cancer. My grandmother died of cancer of the rectum. That's my mama's side. Now, look at your family. See, this stuff is so real. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. It's in the Bible. I'm going to show you basically all in the Bible. Why is this? Because some people don't realize that they're under curse. Some people don't even have a clue of what I'm saying. It's new to them. Because the doctrine is not taught effectively in the body of Christ in these organized churches. And not all of them, but most of them. So when you look at your mother and see, well, wow. See, you know, the fruit ain't going to fall off the tree. The apple come off of a tree, going to fall right to the ground. So it's real close up to you. And if you can look at that bloodline and look at the history of your mother of sicknesses or something. And if your grandmother had the same thing, that's a curse. A woman who cannot have children, that's barrenness. And there's a lot of people don't even realize getting involved in the occult can open up a door to barrenness. A lot of orgies and sexual sins. And another thing that opens up a door for barrenness and curses is witchcraft. And I'm talking now for 10 years of experiences. Now, I'm not saying that all of you who can't bear children are under witchcraft, but I said but in certain cases, because I'm dealing with a worldwide audience out here, so I'm trying to expand where the Holy Spirit is leading me. You see, a person always have a financial problem, always, even if they're tithing. You can tithe and be under curse. You may have not tithed in the past and have not asked God to forgive you. So when you break the law of God, a curse comes on you unless you repent. Financial lack can show sufficiencies of a curse. You ever saw somebody always have an accident? Look at now, when we're talking about this, I want you to look at yourself and your family members. Don't look at, listen to this, it's not entertainment. Look at yourself. Work out your own salvation tonight. See, are you in areas of ignorance that have opened up a door? I hope this information will enlighten you. That's the purpose for tonight. suicides and unnatural time to death. I knew of a family man, every time the family get 47 years old, they die. I'm telling you. And the lady told me, well, I guess it's going to be my time. And she spoke a curse. I said, why do you say that? Spoken curses are very, very, very effective that the enemy use on the believer because he doesn't know and don't believe that you you can speak a blessing with your tongue and you speak a curse, according to James 3:10. Now, when a curse come, it just don't come. You have to have a reason for it. Okay? So don't think, don't look at Hollywood. Can't learn anything from Hollywood. Hollywood is out to make money. They're not out to give the truth. Remember that. But a curse just doesn't come. You know, if anybody's giving you that type of doctrine, that's incorrect. And I'd like to show this to you. In Proverbs 26, verse 2, as the bird by wandering, see, as the bird by wandering around, as the swallow by flying. See, a curse is looking to land on somebody because it's motivated by evil. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. It won't come unless you give it a cause. You have to give a curse. It has to have a cause. And believe me, you'll be surprised. Now, I'm going to say something, and I don't think a lot of people may appreciate this, but if a pastor on the pulpit preaching to you, and the Holy Spirit is not telling him that, and he's saying what he wants, he's operating in the flesh, and that's putting his faith in his flesh, and that brings a curse. You may have a pastor that's coming to you. Lord, we may hope we'll make it someday. Someday. Lord, we may hope. It's down and out, and I can't make it today. All you sing is singing curses. That simple. Now, this I want all of you brothers and sisters to pay attention to. If a pastor's not hearing from the Holy Spirit, angels, if they're not even saying what the Lord says, you know the Bible says that God will put a curse on both of them, and I'm going to show it to you. Let's look at this venture here. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. So you have to be very careful who's ministering to you. Let me tell you, my pastor's Apostle Andrew J. Scott. I set up under that, under him. I've been under him five, six, 7 years. Then I listen to a lot of Derek Prince. You have to be careful with who you listening to. You have to make sure that the power of God is in them. You have to make sure that they're humble and that the words that they speak is biblical. Because if they don't, and they saying some stuff that God hasn't told them, and they writing out sermons from their natural mind, man, that is very, very dangerous because it's demonic. This wisdom comes from above, but it's earthly and demonic. James 3:15, 16:17-18. And that is what where the curse comes. Now watch this. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, wherefore I give you to understanding, it's trying to get you to understand something, that no man, I don't care if it's the Pope, the pastor, Ed, I don't care who it is, no man, if speaking by the Spirit of God, no man speaking by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus a curse. You can't call him a curse if you're speaking by the Spirit of God. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, this is very interesting. I want you to see this because it says no man speaking. Listen, you know, in 1 Corinthians 12:3, I want you to hear this again. Wherefore, I give you to understanding that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse. So you can't put a curse if you're speaking by the Spirit of God. But if you're not speaking by the Spirit of God, that's a curse. The Lord do the angels like that. He'll do me like that. Say, I can't be coming up here telling y'all what y'all want to hear. I don't get, I say, well, okay, I'm off air. Let me think of what I want to say. I don't do that. That word that God gave me last night on that sermon concerning relationships and why it don't work, that came strictly from the Holy Spirit. Meditating, and he would give me a piece of the scripture here or there. Here's why. Even the angels, they mess up. They get it too. A curse if they don't say what God tells them to say. Galatians 1:8. But though we are an angel from heaven, watch this, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. If the angels preach anything else that's not what's recorded in the Bible, they are cursed. That's in the Bible. See, anything that God made, he has given rules and regulations by his word that we must abide by. Why is this? Because if the person is ministering to you and that they're not speaking from the Holy Spirit, well, where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? Let's go to Jeremiah 17:5. It'll tell you where it's coming from. Let's look at this. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Watch this now. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. You're putting your trust in yourself. Now, you got your trust in yourself. You can't hear nothing from the Holy Spirit. You're writing out those sermons from your natural human wisdom. And my God, are you introducing yourself to the demonic? In James 3:15, it says, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. You got your human wisdom. This wisdom. They don't even send from above. And that's how you can put a curse on a person as a pastor teaching. All right. Do you know what's going to judge all of us? And this is why it's important that you understand whether you are under curse or not. Jesus Christ is not going to judge us. The word of God will judge us. In John chapter 12, 47 and 48. John 12, 47. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. But I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and receiveth not my words have one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So the word is going to judge us. So if we're breaking God's law, and that the word says that that's what we're doing, fornication, lying, and stealing, we're breaking that, that's a curse. A curse, very simple. Write this down. Live Deliverance members or anyone who's listening, a curse is a penalty to be paid for by breaking the law of God. Biblical, when we break the law of God in the biblical form, consequences will occur because of disobedience. Did you know that God can put a curse on you himself? See, this stuff is serious. I'm going to show you this, all this in the Bible. I'm going to show you, every time I talk, you're going to see a scripture. Because can't none of you call me back and said I made something up. Go to Psalms 37:22. You got to be really pissed off for God to put a curse on you. Psalms 37:22. God is a God of love. God is a God of vengeance, too. It's so sad, the one-sided. The church is one-sided. They see one side of God. Psalms 37:22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. This stuff is very, very real. Why is it in the Bible? If you look at a concordance, look under the word blessing counted, you're going to count it 430 times. That's a lot of time talking about one subject. And also in the Old Testament, the word curse in the Bible is over 160 times. So why not this is not taught in the church? I really believe that because of the ministry of deliverance is not implemented in the church, the revelation cannot be received by the one who's at the pulpit who is distributing it to the members. Jesus wants us to have the same authority and the power that he had in areas of casting out demons and being sick. And God doesn't want us to be having an area or form of lack of knowledge. And this is what the devil is doing. He's blocking it. This is why the internet is a very effective means to get out the true teachings of the word of God, because the devil don't want you to know anything about a curse. If he can keep you away from understanding curses, he can get you away from that. He'll defeat you. Now, I'm going to share something to you because I'm going to take my time teaching this. I have a list through experiences of dealing with people on different various forms of a curse. Now, I got to say this, and I don't want to say this, but I got to say it. And I've got to call out these African-American brothers, call themselves Christians. You can't leave your child behind and not take care of it. A lot of black men used to do that. I don't know. Just neglect, because their father neglected them, and that's a cycle. And you can't do that. Whether you a black man or white man or walk away from your child and don't take care of your child, you can't do that's a curse, man. And I've seen so many men have children. They don't even want to pay child support. They don't want to do nothing for the child. That's a curse. Why? Because it was conceived in lust. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because when a man does not take care of his children financially and help them out, something's wrong, and even God knows something's wrong. I'm going to share this with you in the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Now, please hear me. Care your children, men, because if you don't, you're an infidel. God calls you an infidel, and we got so many men. That's their seed. And they don't want to take care of their child. That's a curse, man. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, and specifically for those of his own house, provide not, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. An infidel is a person that don't believe in God. Now, some people didn't even know that. All right, we're going to take a station intermission to check emails. Let's go now to Apostle Michael Smith. We are live, and you can participate with us, and I hope that you can. And come on and join us. We need membership. And if any of you listening to me, I urge that you sow a seed. We are in some serious need. We need God to move on some of you people's heart. Please, let God move on your heart. We do need some finances. The church is going through a tremendous battle in order to receive finances. We have very few people receive that help us, and the ones who are, they're a small portion. And this is a bigger radio station than that. We get people all over the world, and they just come sit in and don't even think about sowing a seed. please don't be one of them. Amen. Let's open up the mic at Pastor Michael. What do we have in our chat room? And also we're going to open up to one of our church members and see what he has to say. Amen, Pastor Mike.
Amen. We have several people in the room right now. There are no questions that I can actually see at the moment, but I am trying to ask if there are any questions for later on, though.
Okay. Brother Mike, I have a question.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to think about black and gold, big man. I like to catch you off guard, brother.
I love you, man.
I really love. I love my sister Pastor Paul. Me and him getting along so good. I just love Mike. Big Mike, I had to shoot it to you live like that. I caught you off guard.
Yeah, you got me. You got me. A little black and gold. I ain't gonna hate on them, but yeah, they're not for me right now.
I got Cam Newton now. I'm with the Panthers too now. That's my second favorite team, Carolina Panthers. Third favorite team is New Orleans Saints. First favorite team is Pittsburgh Steelers. Amen. Okay, so we don't have none. All right, let's go to 814. Let's go to one brother Sammy, one of our cyber members out of California. Let's open up the mic and see what he got to say, man, on so far what he's learning.
Hello. Yeah, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry. Hey, brother, how you doing? We're live here at Live Deliverance Internet. You are on live. Go ahead.
Good. Yeah, I just had one question. I know that whenever I'm interceding for a lot of different people, I think God sometimes just comes in there and pulls something out that I wasn't even aiming at, and I was wondering if you've had a lot of experiences with people, you know, being delivered with curses just because they're interceding for other people.
I've never encountered that before. All things are possible for him that believe it, Mark 9:23. And if that's working for you and God, and if you have tested the Spirit and the Lord has confirmed that, hey, you go with the Holy Spirit. God delivers people according to the Word, you know, and I have never seen that, and I just have never saw it, but I can't say it don't work, you know. So if God works, and if you've seen that, amen, brother. Are you learning anything tonight?
It's taking me deeper in. I know hearing it taught, I'm sure God's going to move on me in a deeper way.
Amen.
Just by being
amen.
In agreement.
Amen. Amen. We're going to open up questions. I just wanted to open up the mic to you. Hang on, because we're going to come back for questions and answers, and I give you the mic. And after I get through, you got all day. We'll give you the mic so you can express yourself, and I can answer more of your questions. How about that?
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. All right. Let's look at this here. We are continuing now with generational curses. Or do you know anything about a curse? Watch this. Alcoholism. Look at your mother and father. Look at the emotional abuse. Look at your mother and father. See if there's any physical abuse there. Look who's in your family that you know who's addicted to anything. If it's the cousin, then the third cousin, and the uncle, and then you know something's wrong. Anger is a curse. We're going to show that tonight. Manipulation, emotional dependency. False religions bring nothing but curses. Idolatry, physical infirmities open up the door to curses. Pride, the king of pride is Satan. That opens up a lot of doors to curses. Rebellion, sexual sin, unbelief, occultism, and Satanism. A curse always brings and represents death. A curse always brings and represents diseases. A curse always bring and represent drought, no blessing. I know of a young man, I cannot give his name. He said, the cards haven't been dealt out with me. I'm always finding myself struggling and for years. And God gave me a word of this brother. I grew up with him. And I said, that's a curse. And it took me a time to teach him. I gave him a DVD on Derek Prince, Release from the Curse. Later on tonight, before we get off the broadcast, I will mention names of some books. Get anything on Derek Prince and John Eckhart on generational curses. Also get a concordance and open up curses. You'll be surprised. Death is associated with a curse because it blocks off the breath of the blessings of God. Danger is associated with a curse. Destruction of all forms, whether it's financial or spiritual. Being defeated in your life, never have any victory. Mr. Sleuth, that's a curse. Deported and being deported from the Holy Spirit. Disgrace, because God doesn't want us to be like this, and because we don't know, opens up a lot of this and these curses upon people that just doesn't know or don't have no clue of what we're saying. Now, Jesus has the last word about a curse. He always has the last word. As a matter of fact, let's look at something what Christ says. And this is something that everybody needs to work on because I don't think we all got there. If you have gotten there, let me know on this one. Let's look at Matthew 5:43 briefly. Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to look at 43 through 44. And ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, pray for them and persecute you. And I found out why God wants us to do that. Because if you can pray for them, and he said this, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. If you can bless the person that curse you, that opens up the door for vengeance is God. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And the Lord revealed to me, as you do this, then he's free to protect you. He's free to get vengeance. He's free to attack the curse. But you got to forgive. Amen. Now, this is the good stuff because we need to get the basics of this. And the Bible, if you can turn to the book of Daniel chapter 9. Because a lot of people don't know how to get a curse. Now, for some of you curseologists out here, I'm not speaking to you. If you know it all, I'm not speaking to you. But people really, seriously, they just don't know. And the Lord revealed to me that I have to teach this very slow. I've done this, but just go through it. I can't do that. Fear critical. Daniel chapter 9, verse 11, please. Here is what opens up the door to a curse. This stuff is so simple. Daniel 9:11. All Israel have transgressions of thy law, even by departing that they might not obey the voice of God. Watch this. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God. What opened up this door for a curse? Not obeying the voice of God. That's simple. And it is so sad to me. I wish the church would open up its areas that the Lord wants people to know this. Now, if any of you, on YouTube, if you would like for me to come, if you got 9 or more people, I'll come and teach the word. If you know any churches like me to give this information, please tell them to email me at overtonavy1@gmail.com. And we'll make arrangements. I can bring this information to them if they want to do so. Now, I want all of you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Because I'm trying to give you a guideline of what the Bible says. And I'm trying to make this so simple that you say, I got it. Because God don't want you walking around here, don't know anything about a curse, don't know how it works. And the Bible speaks of many things about this. So I'm trying to introduce you and warming you up because we ain't even got to the good stuff yet. All right, let's go to Daniel I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 11:26. Deuteronomy 11:26, and we're going to stop at 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Now, who's setting that? God. He's going to set it before you. It's your choice. He wishes to do righteous, let him do righteous. He that wishes to be evil, let him be evil. Revelation 22:11. Do you know that your free will can make you go under a curse? Oh, yes. Deuteronomy 11:26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. So don't go lying, telling that God put a curse on you. He set before you what you can choose. Eve chose, even though she was instructed, she chose. She chose that. That's why we came under curse. Thank God for the second Adam, Jesus. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you this day. That's where the blessing comes in at. Now, here's where the curse comes in at. So simple. Deuteronomy, a child can understand this. Deuteronomy 11:28. And a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turned aside out of the way which I commanded you to go after other gods which ye have not known. My dear children, keep thyself away from all idols. 1 John 5:21. And when that thing start coming in like that, and you start disobeying God because you can choose, but some people don't even know. Now you know. Now, there are many curses listed in Deuteronomy 28. I can't go through all of them because I'll be here all day. But let's just take a little glance at it because we got to keep moving. We got some more teachings. Amen? We'll just take a glance at it. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Oh, boy. Whoa, 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 whoa. And, you know, I'm going to read this and then we're going to close. But let me say this here. Very important. I got to say this. Do you know that your soul can be cursed? Your soul can be cursed. Job 31:10, before we go to the blessings and curses in the Bible. Now, wait a minute. Also, I got something else for all of you. Water can be can turn to a curse. Water, supernaturally. I'm going to show it to you. Let's get these two out the way first. And then we're going to close with the blessings of obedience. And then we will see. Everything says about curses for disobedience and for obedience in the Bible. Go to Job 31:30. We're going to show you about this soul, your soul. Now, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Bible says you got a body, mind, soul. Your soul could be cursed and you don't know it by inheritance, by you cursing your soul, your emotions, by saying negative things. Let's look at it. Job 31:10. Job 31:30, I'm sorry. Here we go. Job 31:30. Neither have I suffered my mouth. Okay, whoa. Look at the mouth now. Watch this. This mess all, you're talking about messing some Christians up. This mouth. Oh, let's see this. I just pray to God you understand this. Start to open this. Let them see this. Job 31:30. Neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. Spoken curse. And people do it all the time. Spoken curse. I see it all the time. I want to get some information to you. And I pray that all of you hear this. We're going to close with this, and then tomorrow we're going to pick up with Deuteronomy 28. I want to close on this note. Go back to Job. Pastor Mike, where was that at about the soul being cursed again? Job, where was that, 31?
I believe.
Okay, hang on. Job 31:30. I'm going to go back to that. But before I do, this you got to hear, and I'm going to find it. Pastor Mike, read Job 31:30 again out loud. Now watch this. We're going to show you this is very serious that you be careful what you say.
Neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul.
Now hold on to that. Let me show you about the water being cursed. Numbers 5:27. And when he had made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled. Now this is the Jewish law. And this is a suspect of adultery. And you study Numbers 5:1, and it tell you what all they do. To check the woman to make sure she lied or not. This is a test they put, but water can be formed as a curse. Watch this. Man, God is so powerful. 5:27. And when he had made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled and have done a trespass against her husband, watch this, that the water that caused the curse shall enter into her. That is, God is very powerful. God can bless and God can curse. Now, you must be very, very careful what you speak out of your mouth. Can't get no simple. I just can't get no simple. I'm going to show you something before we close. See, this stuff is real. And I'm coming straight out the Bible. Hang on. 223. Watch what a prophet did. The prophet Elijah. He spoke something, and you're going to be really shocked who suffered. Wasn't no grown person. He spoke something. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. It is in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits. Now watch this. You're going to see it. The power of the tongue that this prophet spoke over a child that was harassing him. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23. And he went up from there unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came four little children. He said nothing about no grown person. Out of the city and mocked him. And said unto him, go up, thou bald-headed, go up, thou bald-headed. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears, two female bears, out of the woods and tare 42 children of them. That man spoke that. Both blessings and curses are used as expressed in words, spoken, written, or inwardly uttered. They are not ordinary words. They are charged with supernatural power, and they belong to an invisible spiritual realm, which holds forces that can ultimately shape our destiny. I pray that you have been blessed tonight. I ask that the Holy Spirit will enlighten you. This was very simple and basic. We're going to get back into this tomorrow. Sow a seed to help us out. We need your contributions. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, don't just sit and eat and not give a tip. We are entitled to a tip. Sow a seed. Tips. Come on, man. Not with the kingdom of God. You better than that. God don't want tips. I don't need tips. I need you to sow a seed. You know, it's sad that some people will take their finances and invest it in some ministry that don't even teach nobody nothing. We giving you a solid word here. Please help us out. Amen. All right. Let's get ready and see what we got in the chat room, Brother Mike, before we get ready and close.
Yes, sir. We have no commentary as of yet. I think there may be something going on with the actual chat itself that's not allowing people to actually say anything.
Okay. All right, now that's it for tonight. We're going to get ready and close out. Don't forget to sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Come join us right now. Your call is 646-378-1857 for questions and answers here. That completes our series of here on this teaching, and I pray that you do know something about the curse, and we're going to continue this, and especially from speaking, don't watch what you say, okay? God bless you guys. God loves all of you. Shalom to you, and be blessed, and we'll see if it's the will of the Lord tomorrow. Please sow a seed at www.livedeliveranceinternetradio.com. We are in need. Amen. We're in need, and I just pray that the power of God will move on you to meet these needs. Amen. God bless and shalom. Big Mike, let's get out of here. Close it out. I'm sleeping. I'm tired, yeah, big man.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for the teaching tonight. Father, we come before you, Father, asking for your mercy and forgiveness, Father, for any sins that we've committed against you, known and unknown, Father. Forgive us of any trespasses we've committed against your people, Father. Have mercy upon us, Father. Watch over us and guide us, Father. Let this teaching, Father, be edifying, Father, to those who heard it, Father. Let their understanding be opened up, Father, that they may receive it, Father, and go forth, Father, and break curses not only in their lives but in the lives of their loved ones, friends, and families, Father, who look and seek to serve you. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Mike, go to bed, man. Immediately. Go get some sleep.
Yes, sir. I will.